flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking trips around the National Football League to get you ready for Wild Card Weekend. The weekend is no longer super. It used to be super. It really did used to be super. It is not super anymore. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Landry Locker, as the Texans get ready for their matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers. You can catch that game Saturday at 3:30. Landry, man, happy to have you join us today, man. We appreciate you.
It's still super. Don't get cocky because you get to sit it out. It's still a super weekend. Let's not get carried away, Carrington.
Okay, my apologies. All I'm saying is the actual league doesn't call it Super Wild Card Weekend anymore. It's just Wild Card Weekend now.
Fair enough.
Landry, this is the thing. I was joking a little bit, and now maybe I'm being a little high and mighty because I'm in Kansas City and I can get that. You know how in the NBA every year somebody has to play that playoff series on NBA TV, and it's usually the Atlanta Hawks. Like, the Atlanta Hawks or the Orlando Magic, they always got to play that series on NBA TV. I feel like that's what the Texans are to the first playoff game. That's how I know the NFL playoffs are here, that the Texans are going to play the first playoff game. I saw a stat. They've done it like 7 consecutive times.
They've literally never played their opening playoff game not in this slot. And that goes back to the entire history. So it is pretty fascinating. I think it speaks to the overall just really mediocrity of 2 decades. You haven't been to a conference championship, haven't really been, you know, that highly sought after. The division's been bad, but it's literally never happened, you know, and the entire time watching, covering, they've always been in this slot. So it's a real thing. It is a thing. It's how you kind of stumble into the playoffs and it kind of work your way up. But it has been the appetizer every time they've been in the playoffs.
Are Houston fans happy? And I ask that question because obviously expectations change. 2 years ago, if I tell Houston fans, you're going to go to the playoffs in back-to-back years, one of those years, you're going to win a playoff game, every Houston fan would have taken it. But with the expectations coming into the season, I wonder if Houston fans are happy with the way that this season has played itself out.
I think there's apathy. You know, I think it feels familiar. I think your long-term ceiling is higher than it once was. But there is kind of some apathy for a large chunk of the fan base and really the portion of the fan base that I interact the most with on a daily basis. There is that tendency to kind of go back 2 years to kind of appreciate where you are and you didn't think you would be there. But, you know, right now, just for the short term, you feel like you might have a chance on Saturday. You don't feel like you have a chance really of getting to the AFC championship game, although who knows, like maybe you can flip the switch and figure something out. But it just kind of feels familiar, whether it's Kubiak days where you weren't able to get there, whether it's O'Brien, you're in a bad division, it's a dumpster fire division, you win that division, and it just feels familiar. We talk about the familiarity of when they're starting to play, just the overall feel of the short-term ceiling of this team does seem familiar, but in that same breath, you do feel like you have a higher long-term ceiling. But in the short term, I would agree that there is a little bit of apathy and, oh, this is kind of a familiar area.
This is aside from kind of the playoff conversation, but I am curious, now that one of the jobs is open, Which organization do Houston fans feel like is close? Like, I look at Jacksonville, they just fired their head coach. Maybe they get the right head coach and they're back on the right path. Tennessee seems absolutely lost, but they do have the first pick in the draft. Maybe they go get Cam Ward and he turns things around. And the Colts, they recently spent the top five pick, but I don't really know if they have a great direction either. Is there any organization, any program in that division that gives Houston fans any worry moving forward?
I wouldn't say so. I think it kind of feels like they're all in no man's territory. Like the Colts, just ever since Andrew Luck retired in the preseason, they've just kind of been, you know, struggling to find the quarterback. I will say the Texans have only won a few more games than in the last couple of years, and I think Steichen's still a good coach. The Titans have one of the worst owners in sports. She doesn't get enough credit for the poor job she's done and the offseason that they had, where it looked like they were going to rebuild, and then all of a sudden they're paying top money for free agents as if they're a player or two away. So they're kind of a disaster. Jacksonville, they're a good team. Like, if you told me Jacksonville wins the division next year, it wouldn't be the most shocking thing, but it just kind of feels like we know what Trevor Lawrence is and we have no idea. The concern for Texans fans right now, though, is you don't feel as good about C.J. Stroud, regardless of the why. Like, there's a lot of stuff around him. But last year, you just felt like you were on the fast track towards him joining that top quarterback tier. And right now, I would say that he's facing off against someone who he's in the same tier with on Saturday in Justin Herbert. We're no longer talking about Allen, Mahomes, Jackson trying to get up there. You're kind of in that same tier with Herbert. So it's easy to look at those teams and say, you know, none of these teams are like a legit threat of reaching the ultimate prize. But I think the questions about the Texans, and also, they're going to have to start paying guys. Derek Stingley's an all-pro. He just got that. He was healthy all year. You're going to have to start paying him. You're going to have to start paying these guys. The concern, like, if you're keeping your eyes on your own paper, is are the Texans, if this continues, like, from year to year, how you feel now versus last year, what makes you any better than where the Jags are right now? I think that's the real question.
Right now, we're talking to our guy Landry Locker. He is down in Houston. We're taking a closer look at the wild card weekend. The Houston Texans, they have a home game coming up on Saturday against the Los Angeles Chargers. All right, back to the playoffs, back to Houston. Can you see a possibility of Houston even making a run? You got a good coach. You got a good quarterback. This is a team that went to the postseason last year. Could you see a chance where, if there is a surprise team, kind of like a Tennessee from a couple of years ago. Remember, Tennessee made that run to the AFC championship game. Do you think it's possible to be the Houston Texans?
I think it is, but I think, you know, Tennessee was, they were just physically dominant. And I think that was kind of their identity. I think if it does happen, I think it looks like 2018 Jacksonville, where, you know, they kind of had that ho-hum opening matchup. I think they won the game 9-7 against Buffalo. And then they just completely demolished the Steelers in the next round. Or even kind of the Rex Ryan Jets. This is a really good defense. Like, that's what this looks like if the Texans make a run. They have a completely healthy front seven for the first time all season. D'Amico Ryans is going to get to see what it looks like with Christian Harris and Azeez Al-Shaair on the field at the same time. So they have that. It's going to look more like, I would say 2018 Jacksonville, where the defense creates the opportunities and you're able to kind of win kind of a hard-fought game against the Chargers, and then maybe you make Mahomes look uncomfortable, which is way easier said than done, especially with how rested they're going to be. But I think that's what it looks like. I think it looks like the Rex Ryan Jets or the Jags, because I don't think they're going to physically dominate people on the offensive side of the rock and run the ball like Tennessee was able to do.
How are the Texans managing without having Tank Dell? That injury happened in Kansas City. It was a gruesome injury, one of the more gruesome injuries that happened this year in the National Football League. They were already out Diggs. They then went out a couple weeks after that and just got absolutely blown out by the Baltimore Ravens. How are they recovered from the Tank Dell injury? Who are the pieces that are replacing Tank Dell?
See, the thing about that, and I don't want to let them off the hook, because even before Tank got hurt, and that was really the best we saw of Tank Dell against Kansas City, he was kind of a non-factor in more games than he was an actual factor. Like, he had a game where he didn't have a catch. He had a game where he had a catch for -3 yards. He had another game where he had one catch. And he had another game where he had two catches. So the offense has not functioned at a high level at any point this season, whether they've had Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell, whether they lost Stephon Diggs, whether they lost Nico Collins. So the offense pretty much looks the exact same. They did add Deontay Johnson. Don't know how much they're going to rely on him, but skill position wise, I think the Texans, if you take away RB1 and WR1, even when Tank was here, I would say it's the least flattering group of skill position guys maybe in the entire league. So I obviously you'd rather have him, and if what we saw against Kansas City was going to be something they were going to build on, that would be great. But even before that, this offense has struggled in virtually every category. I mean, they're well into the bottom half of the NFL all season long in pretty much every category that you look at.
Last thing here, Landry, and we appreciate your time. I see this game as pretty simple against the Chargers. The Chargers have a better coach. The Chargers have a better quarterback. The Chargers have a better defense. They're also the healthier of the two teams. I think the Chargers go into Houston, and I think they win. I look at that, and maybe I'm just overvaluing the two times recently that I watched them. They looked lifeless against the Baltimore Ravens on Christmas Day, and they really collapsed down the stretch against Kansas City. I just can't see them getting it up to beat a Chargers team that I actually think has a lot of nice pieces and nice parts. I think the Chargers win this game something like 27-14, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Jim Harbaugh has never lost his first playoff game, and quite frankly, every year but one, he's been in the conference championship as a coach. So he definitely has the experience. I do think you're kind of sleeping on the Texans defense. I think the Texans defense and the kind of quarterback that Justin Herbert is, they can make him struggle. But as far as everything else you said, I can't disagree. I'm actually doing kind of a dangerous hedge on this. I'm betting on the Chargers -3, and I'm betting on the Texans money line to where if the Chargers cover, then it's no bet. Look, it'll end up canceling out, and if the Texans win, then it's like an extra, I don't know, 30% of whatever you betted before. So that's the profit. So that's kind of where I am. I could see it going either way. I do think the Texans front seven could be a problem for Justin Herbert, and I don't know that the Chargers can run the ball as much as they would like. And Quentin Johnston not playing would be a little bit bigger than people think too, because then you could put Stingley fully on McConkey. But I with you, I could easily see this going either way. I don't want to sit on the fence. No result would surprise me in this game.
I know you and I are from the same era of hip hop, so I'll get you out of here with this. Do you like this LiAngelo Ball song?
Yes, and the Texans did too. They were playing it at practice. I got to tell you, it's got kind of a little Nelly-ish feel and like some new age type of thing. It would be the easiest low-hanging fruit to hate on it. I don't think it's bad. I do not think it's bad.
It is unusually catchy in a way that if you had told me 3 months ago, hey, LiAngelo's going to make a ball, like, is going to make a song that you like, I mean, get out of here. There's no chance I like this song. Then I heard it. I'm like, you know what? This song's actually not that bad. I kind of like it.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. And this is maybe me transitioning into where we came from to now and being get off my lawn guy. I've heard a lot worse these days released. I'll just put it that way.
That is my guy Landry Locker joining us on the show. He covers the Texans. They kick off the playoffs as they usually do. They play the Chargers on Saturday. Landry, great stuff, man. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Enjoy that throne that you're on. Enjoy that throne.
I will, Landry. I appreciate that. That's Landry Locker joining us on the show.